We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This show doesn't stink. It's awesome.
Thomas says stay home, get away from me, saying I was bad for you. He got his way. I'm gone for good. Making up stories, keeping it secret, taking your word for truth. You were bad for me.
Who said rock and roll was dead? So new band, The Struts. Well, new. They've been around for a while, but The Struts. Here on Dana and Parks this afternoon. A story here from the New York Post. Man, record high rent pushing New Yorkers into basement homes.
This is where all of those people died in the flooding.
Sandy, yep. These New Yorkers are not scared of the basement. Last year, Caroline Cagliari, 28, a project manager.
Who is that?
It's a hard name to pronounce. Rented an apartment beneath a 7-unit, 4-story residential building in Prospect Heights with her boyfriend, Christian, who's 30, and their two cats. What their recently renovated digs lack in natural light was made up for with coveted amenities like a dishwasher, a washer-dryer, and a large shower, but they are in the basement. Their apartment is in the basement. Unit prices range from $2,000.
For a basement studio.
One bedroom, yep. To $4,500 for a three-bedroom basement apartment per month.
Okay, where were the deaths in the underground flooding in the apartments? At least 11 people died.
It was in Sandy.
Hurricane Ida.
Oh, was it Ida? Okay.
It was Ida. And the only reason I bring this up, Scott, during Ida, when all of those people died, trapped like rats underneath the streets, okay?
Yeah.
There was all of this stuff written after that, that New York for years has sort of looked the other way, okay, when it comes to these basement apartments, because there's no egress. You realize that. It is a death trap to be underground in a disaster, really, of any kind, fire, whatever. There's no opening a door and getting out. It's just not the way these things are built.
Right.
So after all these people died, New York said, you know what? This has been going on too long. This is super dangerous. They have these annual campaigns to raise awareness about, quote, illegal basement apartments. But people do it because not only do the above ground apartments where people are living cost too much money, they bring in people underground for extra rent. The people who are living underground, predominantly, by the way, working in the service industry, they have no other place to go or stay. Everyone just kind of looks the other way.
In fact, New York does not know.
They don't even know how many there are.
That's right. They think 150,000 people live in roughly 50,000 basement apartments.
And so this story is saying what? We're going to have more of them?
Well, the rent is going through the roof.
The illegal underground apartments.
Right. And it's a great headline in the Post. Of course, they're known for that. The headline is Seller's Market and Seller's C-E-L-L-A-R.
Listen to this after Hurricane Ida. Regardless of the weather, living in an illegal basement apartment poses serious safety risks to the safety of tenants, neighbors, and to the city's first responders as well. They have a number of life safety and quality of life issues associated with them, and Ida illustrated what is probably the most deadly, a lack of adequate means of escape in the event of a fire, flood, or other emergency.
And remember, during Ida, 3.15 inches of rain fell in under an hour. So there was no, the rain's coming down, time to get out.
Right.
It was Oh, we're flooding now.
Tidal wave, yeah. This
is from an old Brick Underground article. It is estimated that 114,000 New Yorkers live in basement apartments. And it's an estimate because it's kind of done underground.
Well, it's illegal.
It's done in the shadows.
Hmm.
Guess how much it costs to upgrade those basement apartments for fire safety and egress?
Tens of thousands.
It's tens of... It can't be done.
Yeah.
It could be done, but they're not going to do it.
Sad news out of Hollywood today.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Oh, no.
Eddie Mecca, who played Carmine Ragusa, the big ragu, on the hit series Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne's boyfriend.
Died over the weekend, yep, at his home in Newhall, California, according to his official Facebook account. He was only 69 years old. Mecca played Shirley's love interest on the show. Cindy Williams, who played Shirley, tweeted, "My darling Eddie, a world-class talent who could do it all. I love you dearly. I will miss you so much. But oh, the marvelous memories." Laverne and Shirley aired on ABC from 1976 to 1983.
Okay, I've been holding this. It is my favorite story of the day, and I cannot wait to hear what you have to say about it. From the New York Times, who owns a recipe? A recent plagiarism claim has cookbook authors asking. U.S. copyright law protects all kinds of creative material, but recipe creators are mostly powerless in an age and a business that is all about sharing. In 2011, a cookbook editor named Rue Martin, noticed something unsettling on the cover of a women's magazine. A vanilla cupcake decorated with yellow cream and white jelly beans arranged to mimic corn kernels, a faux butter slice made from yellow fruit, and a black and white sugar piece to imitate salt and pepper. The confection looked just like her corn on the cob cupcake in her best-selling 2008 book, Hello Cupcake. Yet the accompanying recipe gave no credit to the authors, Alan Richardson and Karen Tack. It was so specific, she says, right down to the corn cob holders they used on either side of the, quote, cupcakes. There wasn't a twist on it. It was ours. Ms. Martin wrote to the magazine expressing disappointment, never heard back. She asked a lawyer for her publisher, can we do anything here? He said the wording on the method isn't quite the same. There's no similarity on the headline. Not much you can do. And that pretty much encompasses the problem in a nutshell. U.S. copyright law seeks to protect, quote, original works of authorship by barring unauthorized copying on all kinds of creative material, sheet music, poetry, architecture, works, painting, even computer software. But recipes, how do you even begin to go about protecting that? There is a reason they frequently reappear, often word for word in one book or blog after another. Cookbook writers who believe their work's been plagiarized have very few options outside of confronting the offender.
So here's the question I had. Can you not patent if it's in a cook? Now, if this is my mom's spaghetti sauce recipe.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody gets it and then takes credit for it and puts it in their cookbook.
Yes.
I doubt my mother would have any recourse. But I would think once you put it into a published book, the published book itself, they would get a copyright on it. Would they not?
Once it becomes published, yes.
Which would protect, would it not, your recipe, theoretically?
Yes. The author named Sharon Wee had a bunch of recipes and stories nearly identical to ones in her 2012 cookbook, Growing Up in a Narnia Kitchen. Even some of her language in the book was copied. They alerted the publisher, and since then, they have withdrawn one of those cookbooks from publication. And I'm telling you, Scott, 10 years.
If you're copying the words word for word, that's plagiarism.
But isn't a recipe by definition word for word? Have you ever tried to make cookies and forgotten the butter?
No.
It's got to be word for word, doesn't it?
And who gets to lay claim on a cupcake there's only so many ways. I don't make cupcakes, but I would guess there's only so many ways you can make a cupcake.
I have a very dear friend who is a copyright and patent law attorney, and I've reached out to see if she'll join us. This has never come up on this program. You know, Scott, that if you write a song.
Oh, sure. A song is probably the best example.
And there's only like 12 notes in the world.
Right.
If you, and only so many combinations, if it's even close, you'll be sued and you'll lose.
Well, look at what Marvin Gaye's estate did to, what's his face?
Why can't I think of his name? Oh, I love that song. Uptown.
Bruno Mars is also part of one that they said was ripped off. The guy who was the son of the actor on Growing Pains. Robin Thicke's kid.
Yes, Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke's kid.
But the kid.
Yeah. Marvin Gaye's family took him, or estate, took him to court, and I think they got like $5 million or something.
Uptown Funk is a good example, though, because they ripped off three separate songs, and now the writers of Uptown
Funk... He has another one that sounds just like Sting.
Only get 17% of the proceeds because they ripped it off of two other songs, three other songs.
The song you're thinking of is Thrown Out of Heaven.
It sounds just like
The Police, yes.
The Bruno Mars song.
But you can sound like somebody else.
Eh.
You can mimic the sound.
Not with the exact same riff, or whatever you call it.
You cannot mimic the exact chord progression. That's where you get into trouble with music.
Now, would this fall into the, it's too general to patent? Like, you can't patent the word the, or sorry, you can't copyright the word the, because everybody uses that word.
Right.
So in making a cupcake, if it's the most basic cupcake recipe, would that fall under something similar to the word the?
Sam, I don't know.
My girlfriend, Diane.
I know you can copyright the way certain words are written. The logo, colleges do it all the time with the way Nebraska looks on their official, you know, gear. KU does it with their logo. Mizzou does it with theirs. 576-7798. 576-7798. It's a fascinating question. You can copyright music. You can copyright your book. You can copyright a column you write in a newspaper.
Anything that you create.
But can you copyright a recipe?
By the way, Scott, the song you were thinking of was Blurred Lines.
Blurred Lines, yes.
And if you can't copyright a recipe, let's flip this around and ask it this way. Why are they so careful with the herbs and spices in the Kentucky Fried Chicken recipe? Why are they so protective of the recipe for
special sauce on a Big Mac?
I mean, somebody's copywriting recipes. The restaurants do it.
576-7798.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.